From the Klamath Network Newsroom, here's your headline highlights from this week. I'm Michael Wood. Strong winds and freezing temperatures with rain and snow wreaked havoc on Klamath County this week. Dubbed the Bomb Cyclone, this powerful storm caused significant disruption across the region. Several car accidents were reported as roads became treacherous with ice and snow in Klamath County. Additionally, around 940 households experienced power outages, leaving many residents in the dark during the worst of the storm. The good news is that the worst of the storm is now behind us. However, we can expect some lingering rain and snow showers to continue until Tuesday. The weather is predicted to clear up by Wednesday, just in time for Thanksgiving travel. Conditions are forecasted to be partly cloudy with highs near 40 and a nominal chance of precipitation. Streets are a little safer after the arrest of a Chiloquin drug distributor. Police arrested Anthony DeBertoli, age 46, in the 500 block of South 3rd Avenue in Chiloquin on Tuesday. The drug supplier hid in a crawl space for more than 3 hours during a standoff when SWAT teams descended on his home in the execution of a search warrant. The incident ended anticlimactically with DeBertoli's surrender before he was booked into the Klamath County Jail on a litany of drug and firearm charges. In the state of Oregon, the U.S. Senate confirmed the nomination of a federal judge in Oregon. Democrats are in a race against the clock to confirm judicial appointments before the transition of power. Mustafa Tayyar Kasubai was confirmed on Tuesday to serve as U.S. District Court Judge for the state of Oregon. He is the first Muslim American to serve on the federal bench. The U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Oregon, has indicted Sanjay Kaushuk, a 57-year-old man from Delhi, India, for violating the Export Reform Control Act. Kaushuk is accused of illegally exporting aviation components to Russia. He faces charges of conspiring to export controlled aviation components, attempting to illegally export a navigation and flight control system, and making false statements about the export. The components, including an altitude and heading reference system from an Oregon-based supplier, were allegedly purchased under false pretenses for Kaushuk's Indian company. Kaushuk was arrested in Florida on October 17th of 2024 and pled not guilty in federal court on November 22nd. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $1 million per charge. His jury trial is set for January 21st of 2025. Expanding coverage now to the rest of the world, in the United States, Judge Juan Merchan has indefinitely postponed President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing and allowed attorneys to file motions to dismiss the case. The initial sentencing date of November 26th has been canceled with no new date set. Prosecutors support the delay to allow time for Trump's attorney to submit dismissal arguments, but plan to oppose those motions. In May, a jury convicted Trump on all 34 counts of falsifying financial records, though the case has been labeled rigged by voices from both sides. Sentencing was initially set for mid-July, but was postponed following a Supreme Court ruling on presumptive immunity for former presidents. Trump is also expected to have two federal cases dropped by special counsel Jack Smith before he takes office on January 20th. Saber-rattling has followed President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use American-made missiles to strike deep into Russian territory. The Kremlin announced on Friday that a strike on Ukraine using a newly developed hypersonic ballistic missile, the Oreshnik, or Hazel Tree, was a message to the West. Moscow intends to respond harshly to any reckless Western actions in support of Ukraine. This statement came a day after President Vladimir Putin confirmed the missile was fired at a Ukrainian military facility in retaliation for Kiev's use of U.S. and British-made missiles. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed skepticism about reviving talks with the United States during Trump's second term. Speaking at a Pyongyang Defense Expo, Kim criticized America's, quote, unchanging, aggressive, and hostile policy, end quote, and indicated that previous negotiations had not led to any meaningful outcomes. He also noted that North Korea no longer has the same need for sanctions relief, having expanded its nuclear arsenal and strengthened ties with Russia. More on all these stories as they develop. This has been your headline highlights with the Klamath Network. I'm Michael Wood.